Welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Honored to have a special guest with us, the Reverend Dr. Daniel Jastrom, a missionary that we've been supporting. And I'm going to read a little bit of his bio. To learn more, I want you to come to the presentation after worship downstairs. And then after that, there'll be a potluck. You'll learn a lot more then. But Pastor Jastrom serves as a missionary on behalf of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in Asia, where he lives with his wife, Joan, which we're grateful that you've joined us too. They live in Tokyo. And in this role, Dr. Jastrom coordinates efforts to make Lutheran resources of theology and worship available in all of Japan. He provides regular services at worship sites, plans for and manages translation work of theological resources, and nurtures relations with the local Lutheran pastors facing individual challenges to the faith. And there are plenty of challenges to the faith in Japan, so we're grateful for both of their faithful service to the Lord over there. And now, for those listening on the radio, we'll be following Divine Service Setting 4, which begins on page 203. And allow me to introduce the hymns that we'll be singing. You can mark those ahead of time. The opening hymn is our hymn of the month for September, 725, Children of the Heavenly Father. The hymn of the day, 566, By Grace I'm Saved. Distribution, 594, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. 521, Christ, the Lord of Hosts, Unshaken. 867, Let Children Hear the Mighty Deeds. Our closing hymn, 664, Fight the Good Fight. We will include in our prayers for those who are grieving the family of Daniel Sparks. So when you hear that as we pray today. I mentioned the radio. I should also remind you that the radio fund is supported by your free will offering. So remember, if you want it to continue, designate radio fund in a separate offering just to continue that ministry if you so choose. Prayerfully consider that. So with that, let us begin with our opening hymn. Spirit,
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grants us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God in heaven proclaim that Jesus' birth. We praise and bless you, Father. Your holy name we sing, our thanks for your great glory, Lord God, our heavenly King. To you also begotten, the Father, Son, we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus,
receive our heartfelt cry, where you in power are seated at God's right hand on high. For you alone are holy, you only are the Lord.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, the source of all that is just and good, nourish in us every virtue and bring to completion every good intent, that we may grow in grace and bring forth the fruit of good works, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated for the readings. And you want to keep your yellow insert handy as we'll sing the gradual. The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the just decrees that I am teaching you, and do them that you may live. And go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and just decrees so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children." This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual.
Hear the Lord, you His saints.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take up the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplications for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly, to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There's nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. Then he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn of the day.
sin, whole earth. His death for our sins atoned, and we are saved by grace alone. By grace, God's Son, our only Savior, came down to earth to bear our sin. Was it because
encouragement to them by saying, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Again, Paul says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm, stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I want to be very clear in the teaching of my sermon today. Paul teaches us that God wants us to be strong in the Lord. That's the point. Be strong in the Lord. And why? Because there's great need for strength in the Lord, because we're in a battle. There are great resources for us to use in this battle. And the goal in this fighting of the battle is of greatest supremacy. So today we're going to learn about being strong in the Lord. Essentially, we're talking about power, the use of power, the influence of power, how we work with power, how we are influenced by power. We all know that power exercises great force in the world. Power in finances. Power in business dealings. Power at play and work, even in marriage. Power even in the school place, in the play yard, on social media. Power is at work. So, in our learning about the forces of power at work today, we need to first learn about the battle that we're engaged in. I know some people don't like to talk about battle and warfare. Peace, peace, love, joy, and peace. We should talk about those things, they would say. But God's Word teaches us that we are at warfare. In fact, not only does Scripture teach that, but if you look in the hymnal, there's a whole section in our hymnal that's focused on the church militant, the church fighting as an army of God against the powers of the evil one. And then, not very far after, there's a whole section on the church triumphant. Triumphant in battle, of course. Not only is the battle and the warfare clearly illustrated in our hymns, but also the triumph that we have in Jesus Christ clearly illustrated there. The point is, we are in a battle. And if for some reason you may have forgotten, or if for some reason your eyes have been blind, or if for some reason you have been ignoring this battle, it's time to open your eyes and realize the real forces of power at work. Satan is at work in this world, and he wants to attack you. He wants to annihilate you. He does everything in his power to destroy you and your faith and your earthly well-being in the church of God. He will stop at nothing to protect you against God's word, to protect you against salvation, to cause you to fall away from the church, to fall away from faith. Satan is the cleverest, most crafty foe you will ever face. In fact, God's word teaches us that he works from the inside. In the gospel lesson for today, Jesus himself teaches about the works of Satan on the inside. He says, "Do you not see that whatever goes on in a person goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, as in expelled? What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these things come from within. They defile a person. Satan, you see, works from within. He works in your heart. Of course, he likes to operate in the dark, hiding in your heart without even recognizing that he is there, pulling the strings in your life, exerting his power in your life. So, being strong in the Lord is a very great need because we are in battle warfare, the church militant. But the resources that God has given us in Jesus Christ are also very great. He has not left us without resources to be strong in the Lord, to be powerful in this battle against Satan. Paul in Ephesians 6 lays out 6 artifacts of warfare, these units of readiness and armor and protection and even offense and defense against the power of Satan. St. Paul deals with these very, very particularly, very specifically. He talks about the belt of truthfulness, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of readiness to spread news, the good news about Jesus Christ. He talks about the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. All of these are pieces of armor that he expects us to use in our battle against the powers of Satan. So, where are these most important pieces of armor in your life? Have you lost track of your armor? Are you failing to use the power that God has given you in these pieces of armor? Truthfulness, righteousness, readiness to spread the gospel, faith itself that defoils and protects us from all the darts of Satan, the comforting protection of God's promise of salvation to us, our helmet, and most of all, that sharp two-edged sword of the Spirit, God's Word. These are the wonderfully great resources that God has given to us in the battle in which we fight. We are engaged in through faith because we understand who Satan is and his schemes and how he operates through God's Word. Not only is the need great, not only are the resources great, but the end goal is of supreme importance. Why do we fight this battle? Why is it important to have these pieces of armor ready and in use? Because the end goal, the end result, is either heaven or hell, eternal damnation or eternal salvation. This is the greatest end of life, either one or the other, of supreme, unsurpassed importance in life. If you have worked for anything important in your life at all, it pales in comparison to this supreme end goal where you will finally spend eternity. The need is great, the resources are great. The end goal and result is of supreme importance. So many of you know that to be a Lutheran sermon, this sermon must include aspects of both law and gospel, the law that pierces our heart and accuses us of sin, and the gospel that provides comfort and assurance through the promises of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of those sins. Where does God's word accuse us of sin in these passages? Let me help you. Is there any chance that you have laid down your armor and perhaps even run away from the battle? If news about these pieces of armor surprises you, or if you've forgotten about how important each piece of armor is, truthfulness, righteousness, readiness to spread the gospel, faith, salvation, the word of God as his sword, if we are ignoring or blind to these things, Satan has won his point by convincing us there's no need to worry. There's no battle to fight. You are in no danger. God's word here accuses us of our negligence or failure whenever we lay down these pieces of armor, whenever we pretend that the battle is not raging around us or choose to live as if there is no battle. Even worse, if we are treacherously running away from the battle, don't talk to me about sin. Don't talk to me about repentance. I want to just lead my life without difficulties. Let's focus on peace, love, and joy, not sin and repentance. Or perhaps, even worse, Satan has convinced you to be apathetic. Not worry one way or another. Some people take it really seriously, but there's no need for me to take these things spiritually. Maybe it's all right to focus a little bit of time on Sunday, but certainly it doesn't apply to Monday through Saturday, does it? These failures on our part strike us all the more deeply when we focus on what God's word regarding the great need to participate in this battle, the great resources that God promises us in this battle, and the great results that he promises us of salvation through his son's death on the cross. Where's the comfort of the gospel? Simply in Christ. These units of armor are his armor that he has given to us. We know that they are strong and powerful and the best quality because he stood as our champion fighting against Satan head to head and he won. He used these units of armor for himself and he passes them on to us. He said, "I have fought the good fight and I have obtained the victory, which I now pass on to you, not only this fight, this warfare, not only the units of armor and their great power, but also I hand on to you the victory, the triumph that I have in the resurrection. Satan thought he had the best of me, but I had the best of him. That victory is yours. My love covers all your failures. If you have run away from the battle, if you have dropped your armor, let me help you fasten these armor pieces on again. If you have been ignoring this warfare, if your eyes are closed to this battle, let me gently open your eyes to the reality of Satan at work in this world. If you have lost courage or strength in this battle, let me give you comfort and strength through my word. It will fill your heart with joy. So, we've come to the end of the sermon. Its theme, be strong in the Lord. There's great need, there are great resources, and there's great triumph, great victory to celebrate. So how do we apply these things in our normal life? How do we see how Satan is operating? Because he's invisible, you know. He loves to hide. How do we recognize him and his work? Yes, he may be invisible, but his tracks are everywhere in the world. You can see exactly where Satan is at work by seeing the works of sin, not only in the world, not only among other people, but Satan's tracks at work within you, even within your heart. That's how we recognize our enemy. That's how we target him with our weapons and our defense. That's where we fight him, in our hearts, because he is within us. But he is not the only one within us, baptized Christians. Christ is within us. He is the victorious one. He is the hero who has torn victory from the mouth of Satan. And so, we apply these teachings to our word, recognizing where Satan is by focusing on sin in others and in our own lives especially. And then we make sure to put on the armor. How do we put on these armor pieces? Devotion, study of God's word, making sure that you understand what is going on in the spiritual aspect of things, how spiritual power really works, not only Satan's dark spiritual forces, but Christ's wonderfully powerful, good spiritual forces. Recognize Satan where he is by looking at sin, making sure that we put on the armor of Christ through our devotion, Bible study, and our learning from God's word, active listening in the sermons, making sure you take home the important lessons of the day. And then finally, and most beautifully, learn to celebrate the victory. Christ's victory, our victory in Christ, that's the triumph. And how do we celebrate victory in Christ? That's what we do every Sunday when we gather together for worship. That's what we do when we remember our baptism, victory in Christ, drowning of the old sinful nature, and the rising up of the new in the resurrection which joins us with Christ. And then in the Lord's Supper, the true signs of victory, his body and his blood given to us as assurance that the battle has been won. That's victory. You're sitting in the pews celebrating victory over the dark forces of Satan. Be strong in the Lord. That's the encouragement. And that's the promise of Jesus Christ for us, his spiritual warriors, strengthened through the words of the gospel and strengthened through the waters of baptism, strengthened through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And now, may this peace, which surpasseth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ your Lord. Amen.
Please stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, be near us with your word and spirit. Guide and lead us that we may not stray from the way of your commandments nor forget the wonderful blessings that you have given us. Direct us always with your word of truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Remember, kind Father, the preachers of your word, especially Dr. Jastrom. Keep them from adding to it or taking from it. Give them grace to proclaim your whole counsel in Christ Jesus. Raise up new laborers for your harvest fields and prosper your law and promises in Asia and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy. God of all knowledge and wisdom, grant us to know you and your love. Bless pastors and teachers, parents and grandparents, and all teachers of the faith, that we may grow up into you, Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, look with compassion on our nation and all who bear public office. Give them wisdom, courage, and integrity. Destroy and hinder in our common life whatever is not pleasing to you, and bless and prosper whatever accords with your will, Lord, in your mercy. Lord of life, bring health and healing to your people. We pray for everyone in need of your mercy today, including Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lewis, Arlene, Tammy, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Leah, Marlis, Erno, Ben, Jeff, and the families of Ruby Hakes and Dan Sparks. Strengthen them with your word of grace, that they would look to you for comfort in the midst of suffering and pain. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, we thank you that Christ has given his body and blood into death for our forgiveness. Bless us as we receive this same body and blood in his holy sacrament, remembering and proclaiming with joy the salvation he accomplished for us in his death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we offer you our thanks and praise for your servants who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labors. Bring us with them to the unspeakable joys of your new heavens and new earth at the day of our Savior's glorious appearing. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Please be seated as the offering is gathered. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Could you bring these down to that table down there? And thanks. Thank you. Yeah, that's great. Thanks. I forgot to tell you I would be communing you. So. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The body of Christ given for you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Christ, given into death for you. I rest the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Xavier, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith in Jesus Christ. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.